Hello, everyone. Welcome to Size Talk, here with a new episode for you folks. And today's episode, we are talking about Pornhub. Yes, Pornhub, the place where people can openly post their content without having to have the usual YouTube mess of them easily shutting it down or removing it, even though they have tons of basically kind of size related and other videos on YouTube, but yet they don't do anything about it. So now we're looking at Pornhub, where usually and just recently, Ezcause, person that basically makes all this amazing content, animations and stuff like that, that we all enjoy, love seeing, his video got taken down because of some sort of war or things that Pornhub didn't like. Yet, if you look at Pornhub, there are tons of very disturbing things and other videos on their website, but yet Ezcause animations, that is a total fantasy, was a problem. Pornhub, get your stuff straight. So there becomes a lot of questions here, that you know there aren't that many places for people to post or even advertise themselves when it comes to videos. But when it comes to blog posts, sure, there's a many of places to post stuff. But when it comes to showing what your video is or some sort of trailer, there aren't that many places without somebody going, oh man, this is too sexual. Oh god, NSFW. Oh, animations and fantasies? Oh, that's a sin. So there are many of places that have these type of things where they're totally against it. And even though that's understandable, if it is an SFW website, then yeah, that's completely understandable. It's in their rules. But when it comes to places such as YouTube, Tumblr, Tumblr doesn't have a usual video player, but if you're talking about YouTube, Dailymotion, VMO, and followed by several other places, there aren't that many places for people that make this NSFW content to post and advertise themselves, which brings a lot of difficulty and problems and, you know, making things a lot more frustrating, which I'm pretty sure most producers and animators can easily agree with the fact that, you know, hey, all we can have is Pornhub, which I really don't want to post my content on there. And that's fair, because some models don't want to see themselves on Pornhub. Some models don't want to see their faces all over it, because Pornhub has kind of been really sketchy lately, especially with all the negative news about them and several things going about here. And it's understandable. I understand producers don't want their stuff to be on there unless they did it themselves for their trailers and other things. So you have to understand here is that there aren't many places. There, like I said in the beginning, there really are not many places for size producers or those that are coming into becoming new producers to the size community or animators. They have the hardest time to post anywhere else of their content without having some sort of random, oh, we got to shut this down. Oh, your profile's too much of NSFW content. And it's like, where else can I go? Well, there is a slight solution, but I'm not really going to put my all the eggs in that basket. Well, there is, like I mentioned before in a past episode, which I think is the other websites to advertise yourself on, is that there is a site called Pillowfort.io. This is probably going to be the big game changer, especially where they have a algorithm on Pillowfort.io that denies the underage people to see any NSFW content unless they become of said age. Folks, we do have a bit of a silver lining when it comes to when Pillowfort is fully released. As long as you are a beta person of Pillowfort.io, you can give out keys for people to join the website now. Like me, I do give out 3 keys every week, because we do have the option to give out beta keys for people to come in and to start their page now. So I will be making another one hopefully sometime this week. So if you do have my Twitter, which is Size Supporters, you can easily see my latest post on when I'm giving out some more Pillowfort keys for people to come in and get themselves started. But remember, folks, if you are looking for a place to advertise yourself more on, or at least get yourself open, Pillowfort.io has some areas available. It is very open to both SFW and NSFW. So remember, if you are wanting to check it out, it's only $5 to join to get a beta access available now. Or you can have someone that has already joined to Pillowfort to give you a beta key so you can just join in for free today. But thank you guys for listening. I hope you guys are doing well out there. Be safe and make sure to be smart and keep a mask on.